ABC Radio Australia.
A leading Catholic organisation in Papua New Guinea has lodged an official complaint with its government and accused Australia's High Commission of meddling in its domestic affairs. It relates to a recent Facebook post on its page in which the Australian High Commission was supporting the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia. But it's a sensitive issue in PNG where homosexuality is illegal, and the post has provoked a backlash from some parts of the community. Our reporter Jordan Fennell has been following the story. So Jordan, what more can you tell us about this post?
Well, it was published on May 17th to coincide with Ida Hobbit, which is the acronym derived from the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia. The post included a picture of staff standing on the lawn outside the Australian High Commission and holding rainbow flags, which are a symbol of the LGBTQI community. And to quote from the post, it said, "We believe all people are entitled to respect, dignity and protection from discrimination, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity. We support the rights of all Papua New Guineans today and always." Now, that provoked quite the reaction online, both from people in support of the post and against it. There were almost 600 comments, including some of which were taken down after the High Commission deemed them to be hate speech. And after the influx of comments, the post was updated to say, quote, "Australia respects all human rights, including freedom of speech, but hate speech in the comments on the post will not be tolerated and will be removed."
You can understand it's a very sensitive issue in a country where homosexuality is illegal and many of its citizens have strong religious ties, especially to Catholicism and Christianity. What was the response from some in those religious communities?
Well, many of the more divisive comments were removed, but one that wasn't deleted was posted by John Matthew, who said, "When on our soil, we expect you all to do what is legal and right as per enacted in our laws." Another post by Nathis Paul reads, "Does Australia respect PNG sovereignty and customs? Not in this case." Now, Paul Harricknen is the president of the Catholic Professionals Society in PNG, an organization made up of non-ordained Catholics, and he said that while he respects the LGBTQI community, he regards the post as the Australian government meddling in domestic affairs.
And, if we citizens do not stand up to voice our concerns on what's happening, especially with our government, and against what foreign agencies are doing, it has this impact, long-term impact, where we can easily be influenced. Well, we have asked through our government, we have asked for the flags to be, or any promotional work not to be done, especially against our norms and our values, those that have already been protected by our laws, because to do anything would mean and to go towards the influence to change the laws we already have.
Jordan, what are the LGBTQIA plus community in Papua New Guinea saying in response to this?
Well, there was also a lot of support for the LGBTQI community and for the post itself in those online comments. One poster, Jukes Bono, said, "Amen, God loves all PNG, LGBTQI thrive." While Emmanuel Penny posted the words, "Thank you, Australian government, for all support to PNG. Thank you for being the voice of the LGBTQI community in PNG." Now, the PNG LGBTIQ community has been trying constantly to educate the wider public about the issues they face. And just recently, the transgender community in PNG launched a campaign called Stop the Silence to raise awareness around transphobia. And we spoke to one of the people involved in that campaign here on Pacific Beat just last week. Their name is Supi, and they are a patron of Hentura NCD, an organization that helps the LGBTQI community. Here is a bit of what they had to say.
There's so much misinformed information about our community members, our safety and security is very important. Like, we cannot go to public places in fear of high, you know, more stigma and discrimination and verbal abuse as well. I am who I am, you know. I want to be, you know, respected like everyone else.
That was Supi there, who is a patron of the group Hatura NCD that supports transgender people in Port Moresby. And Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade have responded to this issue, telling Pacific Beat they encourage diplomatic missions to mark International Day against homophobia, biphobia, intersexism and transphobia, and that the High Commission in Papua New Guinea was one of six Australian missions in the Pacific to post about it. They go on to add that Australia believes that human rights are universal, indivisible and independent, and all people are entitled to respect, dignity and legal protection. DFAT says they consistently and actively support efforts to protect and promote the rights of LGBTI people across the globe, both bilaterally and in international forums.